It's time for the 2012 World Dairy Expo, and I'm visiting with Janet Keller. Janet, you do a great job working with us here in the media, and just look forward to the show. Weather's looking great here. We're still setting up, but let's get a little bit of a preview from you of what we've got to expect this year.
Well, we've got a lot of new things at Expo this year, and we're really excited about it. The show continues to flourish and grow, and we are continually looking for new things to provide dairy producers that are coming to town for the event. A lot of commercial exhibits this year. We're up to over 860 exhibits.
That is got to be a lot to keep up with. For one thing that I noticed coming in, New Holland is new here and making their presence very well known. And we thank them for sponsoring our coverage, by the way.
We're very excited to have them as a partner now with World Dairy Expo. We were looking for some creative ways to gain access for some more indoor trade show space. And thanks to New Holland, we have the new trade center directly outside the building here at the exhibition hall. And it's 26,000 square feet of exhibit space that we've had to offer now.
I almost wondered if I was in the right place when I walked up here. Where's the headquarters building? But there, that tent was there. So bigger and better in terms of especially the kinds of exhibits and things that people will find when they're here. How about when it comes to the arena and the animals that we're going to see this year?
We're really excited there, too. All the animals have settled in. They all finished coming in yesterday. They've been coming in all 3 days across the weekend. And at this point, we have over 2,500 of the finest dairy cattle in North America here to compete.
Well, that's going to be fun. Just to go sit and relax over in the arena when we need to every now and then, right?
Absolutely. And those of you that are cow lovers like myself will get your fill of the most beautiful bovines in the world.
Yeah. One of the things that I think just came up spur of the moment is our U.S. Secretary of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack, will be here. That's got to be kind of exciting for Expo.
It's very exciting. I'm not sure in recent history if we've even had someone of this level in the government come to visit our show. He is actually holding a public session tomorrow, which is Tuesday, October 2nd at 9:30 here in the exhibition hall, open for farmers to come in and listen to the latest news from the USDA.
Well, I'm going to be there for sure. Just love seeing and talking with our secretary. I've seen him countless times, it seems like, this year, but it's great to see him here. Like you said, I have not seen a secretary for, well, I don't know, since I've been here. How about just one last thing, maybe touch on, the international flavor here. I've already run into a couple of our international visitors, but guessing we're going to have a lot more?
Oh, we don't have a real strong handle on those numbers yet either, because they continue to register every day right up until they show up. But we do know that we've had a lot of interest from a lot of countries. We usually expect close to 90 different countries. So you'll hear different languages across the grounds. We have dairy producers and industry professionals, scientists, and everybody that's associated with the dairy industry come in for this event.
Well, looking forward to it. Glad to come in just a little bit early this year and get my bearings before we get started. So thank you very much, Janet Keller. Here at World Dairy Expo, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.